Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message that I began on Monday, The Secrets of the Lord. And the text I was using was found, and I'd like to just reread those couple of verses, found in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, which declares in verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And then in Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, verse 29, the word declares, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of the Lord." Other translations puts that verse this way, "All the things concealed belong unto Jehovah. What is hidden is in keeping of the Lord our God." Knox translation says, "The Lord our God keeps His own secrets." Moffat, "The hidden issues of the future are with the eternal our God." And so we have clearly understood what these passages are saying, that His ways are past finding out. We can't understand the secrets of the Lord. But then we have passages such as found in Isaiah 45 and 19, where the Lord says, "I have not spoken in secret. I publicly proclaim bold promises. I do not whisper obscurities in some dark corner." And in the Gospel of Matthew, that 13th chapter, when Jesus spoke to the multitudes in parables, it says He fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy, which declares, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." So do we have somewhat of a dilemma here? We, on one hand, we hear the word saying, well, His thoughts, His ways are so far beyond our ways, and that He has secrets that He will keep from most of mankind. And so how, and yet we see the Lord also saying, "I've not spoken in secret," and that the Lord wants to reveal things, things that were kept secret from the very foundation of the world. And we can resolve this paradox by understanding that the things of the Lord are, as far as God's heart is concerned, are, He very much desires that to share those secret things with His people, those who belong to the Lord, those who have been born again, whose spirits have been made alive by the Spirit of God indwelling their spirit. He very much does want to share His heart and His mind. He's no longer called us servants, but He's called us friends. And when you're with a friend, you are more than willing to share your heart, your thoughts, and you want them to share their thoughts, their heart with you. Isn't that the way it is? And so we see, we'll share further examples, that God shares His secrets with His people, with the prophets, and we're going to look at a passage found in Amos, the 3rd chapter, verse 7, which declares emphatically, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets." That word "secret" there in the Hebrew refers to purpose or warning. He gives prophets knowledge of His plan, and He says clearly also, He tells us concerning the things to come, "Ask ye me." He desires to share His secrets with His people. He wants to make known the secret things of His heart to you, brother and sister, to me. And what are His secrets? Well, his mind and his will. And the Bible reveals what his mind and his will is. The Holy Spirit reveals that to us as we read the Word of God. Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 32 says, "For the froward," or the perverse, or wicked, if you will, "is an abomination to the Lord. But," this is wonderful, "his secret is with the righteous." And what does that mean? That's how the King James puts it. His secret is with the righteous. But other translations put it this way: his friendship, his intimate counsel, is with the righteous. He confides only with honest men. Psalm 25 and 14 declares, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." That Hebrew word for secret used in that particular verse is the same as session, if you will. It refers to a company of persons in close deliberation, and that implies intimacy, consultation, or secret. And so that intimate consultation, that close deliberation of the Lord, is with only with those who really fear him. And those who fear him, of course, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He desires to show them his covenant. He wants to share those secret things that the world doesn't understand anything about. And so, beloved, this is all very exciting. While the Word talks about secrets, that God has secrets to those of us who love him and to desire to know him more and more, he is going to not withhold things and information and knowledge from us, but he wants to reveal his heart. Praise God. Isn't that a beautiful concept? The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shew them his counsel. Praise God, his covenant. The Lord, other translations put it this way, the Lord confines his purposes to those who fear him. Friendship with God is reserved for those who reverence him. With them alone, he shares the secret of his promises. And his promises here are referenced as secrets, and they are paradoxes to those who don't know the ways of the Lord, because the Word says, if you lose your life, you will find it. If you will give freely, you will receive. It doesn't make sense. It's 180 degrees opposite the world's mentality. Another translation puts Psalm 25 and 14 this way: intimate communion with the Lord is the prerogative of those who revere him. Praise God. You know, I just feel the precious Holy Spirit, and I want to stop right now in this time of teaching, and I just want to allow the Lord to minister to you. Father, we thank you, first of all, for this wonderful privilege you've given us. As Lord, I've been sharing your word that your ways are hidden from those who are wicked, to those who do not seek you, but to those who seek you, Lord, you are willing to open your heart and mind. You're willing to reveal the Word of God to us. And Lord, we thank you for those wonderful promises, the promises of your Word, which are your secrets, that you will make them manifest in our lives. Father, we pray that now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for touching every listener. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into the counsel of the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would minister to you, my beloved, and I would have you to know that I do not stand afar off, but I draw nigh to you whenever you turn your heart to me, whenever you seek me with all of your heart and strength. I will be found of you, as the scriptures say. And as you seek me and as you love me, behold, I will reveal my very heart to you. I will reveal my ways. I will reveal the very personal plans that I have for you, the very purposes and plan for your life, the destiny that has been ordained for you personally and specifically before the very foundation of the world. So be encouraged and take heart. Even at though at times past it seems your way has been hidden from me, even though the shadows have compassed you round about, know that I have compassed your path. I know your uprising and your down sitting. I understand your thoughts afar off, says the Lord, and I am with you, and I will make the way plain before your feet. I will lead you in a plain path, and you will not fear. You will not be discouraged or be dismayed, for you will know that I am with you and that I hold your hand fast. I will not let you fall down to defeat. I will not let your foot slip. Therefore, be encouraged to know that I am with you and I uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Underneath you are the everlasting arms. So rejoice even this day, knowing that I hold you fast, and I who began that good work in you, I will be faithful to complete it. I will be faithful to perfect and complete your faith, that when you stand before me, you will be able to rejoice with unspeakable joy as you understand and see in a new measure the way I have dealt with you faithfully all the days of your life. I love you, says your Lord. Rejoice in me, for I have sealed you by the Holy Spirit, and you are forever mine, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you for that beautiful word. We receive and rejoice in the goodness and faithfulness of your love to us. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you. And we're going to share yet more on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to join. And as you do that, know that God is faithful. No matter what trial or battle you're going through, He's going to make a way, even where there seems to be no way. I invite you to write. Some of you are going through some real testings right now. Beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer, and that's the purpose this ministry has been raised up. One of the purposes is to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you our contact information in just the few following moments. Take a moment. It's worth whatever few moments you spend in time and energy, and to share whatever those problems are, those thoughts on your heart, and God will abundantly bless you for whatever you spend in time and energy to share those requests. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.